And from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonah McKeown. The Missouri House has passed a bill that could allow charter schools to expand to more districts in the state. According to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, charter schools are tuition-free public schools that operate independently from elected school boards and currently operate only in St. Louis and Kansas City. The proposal would allow charters to operate in more heavily populated districts such as Springfield and Columbia, and would allow charters to move into districts with at least one low-performing school. Opponents say the proposal takes money away from underfunded public schools and gives the money to privately operated charters with less accountability. House Speaker Todd Richardson said the proposal ensures accountability by allowing the state to revoke a charter's renewal application for low performance. He said it also allows more choice for kids who are zoned in low-performing schools. The legislation now moves to the Senate. Faculty and administrators of the University of Missouri were given their first look at where cuts will be made this fiscal year after being informed of a $20 million budget shortfall last week. The main component of these cuts is a general revenue allocation withholding of approximately 1% across the board. In an open meeting of faculty and staff Tuesday, MU Budget Director Rhonda Gibler said the university's spending habits must change.
We're spending every dollar we get. So we as a university are operating like a person who is living paycheck to paycheck. And so now all these pains we're feeling are because we're at that point in time where we can no longer live paycheck to paycheck.
Faculty members were given the option to ask questions and voice their opinions about the cuts during the meeting. Interim Chancellor Hank Foley said each division and department will ultimately determine what reserves they take from and what cuts they will need to make to keep the university budget in balance. The Missouri House has passed a bill increasing fines for illegally using herbicides that damage other farmers' crops. The legislation allows the Department of Agriculture to fine any person who damages another farmer's crops, land, or property by using a herbicide on a crop for which the herbicide is not labeled for use. Farmers can be fined up to $10,000 for each instance of damage and up to $25,000 for repeat offenders. Supporters of the bill say it will prevent the illegal spraying of herbicides in southeast Missouri that damaged crops in 2015 and 2016. Several Missouri farm groups, including the Missouri Farm Bureau and the Missouri Agribusiness Association, supported the bill. The legislation now moves to the governor's desk, and if signed, it will go into effect immediately. The City of Columbia Bike and Pedestrian Commission met last night to work on making College Avenue more pedestrian-friendly. The commission is looking to add push-button activated signals and a crosswalk across Business Loop 70 at the College Avenue intersection, a project that is not currently included in the Missouri Department of Transportation's planned work on College Avenue for 2018. Business Loop Community Improvement District Director Carrie Gartner says crosswalks should be added to the plans.
There needs to be ways for people on foot to cross the Business Loop. It should be a priority.
MoDOT's plans for construction on College Avenue are still in the public comment phase, and interested residents can visit modot.org for more information. I'm Jonah McKeown, KBIA News, Columbia.